I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky, scary, creepy things.
And self-care
for yourself. Speaking of which, what'd you do this week for your self-care?
So this week, well, actually it was last week, I got some... like vaccination shots for pregnancy things. And
when wait, they do that?
Well, it was like RSV.
Oh, okay. And you do that for like his sake?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's like,
it's where, only for babies.
Did they
and old
shoot
people.
It in your tummy?
Ew, no. Oh,
where did they put it?
Just in my arm.
Okay.
Yeah. So at 36 weeks, they want you to do the RSV so that it like has enough time to give the baby antibodies.
I know
and stuff.
I've told you this, but I almost died of RSV.
Oh my God.
So like, please, yeah. Please take care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's
I got
probably
that.
Why I have asthma.
And then I was like, well, I'm already here. Might as well get my COVID shot. So got my like booster for COVID and I went to.
I got my COVID shot and I got COVID a week later.
Yeah. I mean, I've had COVID. So yeah. Like, whatever. But it was at the Safeway where they make like. They have a little section in the pharmacy where some local person makes.
Do they
like,
have the little house thing?
Bath bombs and stuff.
Oh, I love it that was, like, stuff. The local market stuff.
Yeah. So that bath bomb that I gave you.
I was about to say, did I get one of those?
Yeah,
bath
you
bombs?
Got one of those. And then I bought some for myself too. And then I got you some, I of think the... it was like the foam.
It's like the, something. Yeah, it's like in our bathroom because yeah. I like put it in the bathroom. Thank you for that,
but
by the way.
But they have like really good smelling stuff and like anytime I'm at that, because it's kind of like a Safeway that's out of the way.
Yeah, so it's not super convenient, but yeah. You're like, if I'm here, I might as well.
If I'm here, I'm going to get some like cute bath stuff. So I got some cute bath stuff.
No brag, but I have a bathtub again.
Did you use it yet?
No.
Kim.
Okay, it's... Girl, it's been a small amount of time. Well, we went to the Stanley. There's been a lot going on though.
Yeah, that's
I haven't
true.
Really had
You've
a
been
lot
busy.
Of. Yeah, I've been really busy. But I mean, you have too. But you're like, I need to relax. But I did take a bath at the Stanley. It was so nice.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can't wait to go home and do this. Our water heater was broken too,
oh,
so
shit.
I had to take a cold shower.
Ew.
On Tuesday, and Keith Psych. Had to take. Well, it's kind of funny because Keith also had to take
Wim
a cold
Hof.
Shower and he was in a bad mood that night. And the next day he's like, sorry, I was acting crazy. I think it's the cold shower. I was like, okay,
definitely.
I hated it too.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, I've taken two cold showers because the water heater, it like randomly, and it's on Tuesday, it just goes out.
Huh.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Okay.
And Keith like drained it and it's been working good so far. I'm knocking on wood, but yeah. So that's probably also why. But we've been like crazy since we finished the shower.
Yeah.
But that's our like brag when people come over. We're like, go upstairs. And people are like, oh, wow. I'm like, oh, nobody knows how cool this is that we have the
It looks so
back.
Good.
It looks, it's like, it looks super professional and I love it.
It does.
I've never had a shower that was that pretty before.
Yeah.
So it makes me really happy.
You guys killed it. What did you do?
This week I got this really, so we went to Marshall's and I got this candy and I gotta tell you,
Ooh.
It is, I know candy, what? But like, it's this watermelon candy.
Uh-huh.
And it's like these little gummies.
Okay.
And it is so good. I meant to bring it over.
Oh.
It's like life changing.
Okay.
It's so, like, I was like, ooh, you know, I'd love this, Danae. And when I was reading, I just like eat those. I'm like, I am so gross right now because I'm like laying in bed, like eating and like reading. And I'm like, I'm a monster.
I have a box of the Ferrero Rocher. How do you say that? You know those little like,
I know
hazelnut
what you mean.
Things?
Yeah.
Because for Christmas, like, I mean, we did stockings, but because Steven has diabetes, like, we kind of avoid candy.
Yeah.
So, like, I got him a whole bunch of, like, beef jerky.
We try to get him to avoid candy, but he does not make himself avoid candy.
Right. So, he didn't get me any candy because he knows that he'll just eat it. So, like, after Christmas at Mom's, I was like, we're going to Walgreens. All right. Getting me some chocolate.
Was it open that day?
It was, yeah.
That kind of sucks.
So, I know. I was like, sorry you guys are open, but I need chocolate.
Now Ronan needs chocolate.
It's just, like, hidden in my car because I know Steven will eat it.
Well, I think what's funny is, like, today you were like, hey, we're recording. Do you want to get food? What do you want? And I was like, I'll let Ronan decide that. I'm sorry, you're pregnant. I'm going to, like, if you are craving something, you get to choose.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't really, like.
When I'm pregnant, I'll choose.
I mean, I guess there's, like, some things, like, here and there. But, like,
lately. Well, I don't know what stuff oranges. You are also, like, opposed to. Because I know there's, like, that's why I was, like, I'll let you choose. Because, like.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure when I'm pregnant, you'll be, like, you pick. Cause,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've just been obsessed with, like, oranges. The Cara Cara oranges.
The chocolate oranges?
No, it's like almost like a mix between like a grapefruit and an orange.
Oh my god, what is the? I love Dude, grapefruit. I love oranges.
I've been having one like literally every day. They're so good and juicy and like.
I need this in my life.
Oh my god, they're amazing.
I always love oranges. Yeah. I don't like buy them because I don't think about it. But like if there's an orange around, I will peel it and eat it.
Yeah.
Like I'm. And
it's
then
like my favorite snack.
Keith is a freeloader and he's like, let me have some. I'm like, do you know how much I had to peel?
I don't even peel it. I just like cut it and then like, I don't know, basically like, remember when you're like in soccer, when you're like a little kid, like little wedges?
I mean.
Of oranges.
That's I didn't I play soccer, but like I appreciate. Yeah, I didn't want to. I played basketball.
Oh, lucky. My parents made me and I was like, I hate this. And they're like, if you score a goal, we'll buy you a Barbie. And I never scored a goal.
But did you try?
Not really.
I was like, okay, here's the real question. Did you try?
Not really.
I
at
scored.
All.
I didn't do very well because like I was a kid.
Dude, I like,
and
didn't
I wasn't,
care.
I'm defensive. I don't want that ball. Like, get it
well,
away from me.
And I'm like, I'm more of like an individual sports type person.
Well, you like yoga.
And like swimming.
I liked dancing. I like gymnastics a lot.
Yeah,
gymnastics.
I wish I would have done gymnastics like, well, I guess I did it when I was like 13, but this bitch like dropped me when I was doing a back handspring. She's like, I'll spot you, and then like
how?
Fully dropped me on my head.
That's impossible to, I'm saying like that's hard to do.
Yeah, like when you're spotting, you put your arm out and then you like spot them.
Well, you put your arm out, but you also like have your other
yeah.
arm available to like. But
flip them.
I would never put my arm out because I wanted to be like available. So I would just kind of put my hand like on their back and just guide them. I mean,
yeah.
I did cheerleading, so you
no,
know, like
she
I was
fucking
doing that.
Dropped me on my head.
No,
dumb bitch.
Was is that a gymnastics gym? Did you do?
Yeah.
Gymnastics? I wish we did gymnastics together. Then we could talk about our gymnastic days.
I loved. Doing like handstands and cartwheels. I can still do a pretty mad hard cartwheel.
I didn't like doing stuff on the
Probably
balancing beam. I hated like the beam. It. Like when we went on the beam, I'd be like, can I sit out? Because I hate it.
I didn't mind the beam. We didn't do a
I
lot.
I liked the bars.
That,
but that was my favorite.
Oh, I don't really like those.
But I got calluses from that.
Yeah. I definitely could not do that now.
I could still do a back handspring and a backflip.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Do the Killingsworth have a trampoline?
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'll show you a back answer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So anyways.
Sorry. That was a weird tangent.
That was tangent. A weird tangent.
So, well, we were talking about oranges, and I want to try whatever that fruit is, but what are you
yeah.
telling me about this week?
So this week I'm going to tell you about the case of, it was like a massively sensationalized story in Indonesia called the cyanide coffee case. And there is a
I've heard about a case like the cyanide like Tylenol case, but that happened in like Chicago.
That happened
I think.
In like the 80s.
Yeah.
This was in Indonesia, and this was rather recently.
Oh, scary.
2016.
So in Indonesia, they're like, oh, we've heard this story, but like, yeah, we've never heard of it. No. Here.
So there, I used a couple of different sources, but like there's a new Netflix documentary out right now that kind of like goes into detail about it. And that was called Ice Cold Murder Coffee and Jessica Wong So. So that was a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty like, I guess it's a very polarized case. Like there's a lot of people who think one way and a lot of people who think the complete opposite. So
welcome to,
I'll get into it.
Okay.
And you'll have to tell me what you think.
Okay.
So January 6th, 2016.
Yeah, that was really recent.
We're in Jakarta, Indonesia. Friends Jessica Kumala Wongso and Wayan Myrna Salian. She goes by Myrna, so I'm just going to call her Myrna from now on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They had plans to meet up for Vietnamese iced coffee at the Olivier Cafe in the Grand Indonesia shopping mall around 5 p.m.
Sounds like fun.
So shortly after Myrna drinks her iced Vietnamese coffee, CCTV cameras show Myrna convulsing. She's having like a full-on seizure.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Strangely, her friend Jessica seems to back off, letting other people assist her friend.
What the fuck?
So,
if you were convulsing, I would be like, I would be holding your head up.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'd be like by your side being like, are you okay? What's going on? Yeah. And I would be holding your head up and like freaking the fuck out.
True. So her behavior is pretty odd that she's like kind of taking a back seat. But also I could see like maybe if she's panicking, like I'm not the first person to jump into like a medical emergency situation, right?
I hate it about myself, but that's
unless
like,
I know what I'm doing. Like
if I know the person,
there's
though,
definitely
that's...
been times where like one time I like Stephen like was choking and I like finger swooped him and like patted him on the back and he like blacked out and like I pretty much like it all went back to like CPR training, you know? Like
were you like doing CPR on him?
Luckily, it didn't get to that point.
What was he choking on? Was it candy? Pizza. I swear to God. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
What did you do? Like, what happened?
I literally, like, took two fingers. Because he was, like, so he started choking, right? And I was like, okay, not funny. Like, because he was laughing. So.
Well, he was probably laughing at, like, something you said and then choked because he was laughing.
And then he, like, inhaled the pizza.
I've done that.
And then he was, like, kind of coughing or whatever. And I was like, okay, it's, like, not that fucking funny. And then
I bet you felt like shit after that.
Yeah.
And then he's, like, oh, did
he's kind of, like, falling off the couch or whatever. And I was like, Steven.
Where was
Steven?
Like, you're not funny.
It was at our old condo. When we were selling it, we were like...
So this is recent.
Yeah, we were
painting
and stuff. And it was like after a day of like painting and removing carpet and like all this stuff. And so he's like choking and then he starts to kind of like fall off the... I think it was our bed because we had our bed in the living room.
I don't see him taking it that far. Like, I see him going...
I know, yeah. You know, cause so he, like, I was like, okay,
it's not
funny.
Fucking funny.
And I was like, Steven. And he like wasn't replying. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so then he's like on the floor and I kind of like flipped him on his side because he was going onto his back.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like finger swabbed his mouth, got the pizza out and then like whacked him on his back.
I mean, yeah.
And then he started breathing again and came to.
I would have done that too. Just like taken.
Yeah.
It, like,
and he was like, what just happened? And I was like, are you being for fucking real right now? What just happened? Like you almost just died. Like.
You'd so, like, this is not a convenient time for you to die right now.
Yeah, I was like, I still need help.
Like, you can die afterwards.
But, like...
Oh, that's really scary. Were you like, I'm so sorry.
Honestly, in the moment, I just did what I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. Like...
Well, I mean, were you like, I'm so sorry that I thought you were, like, fucking with me?
But I don't think he couldn't even hear that. He had already blacked out by that point.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like, I mean, like, there's certain situations where yes, I'll jump in, but like, if someone's having a seizure, I don't know what to do.
Okay,
like,
that's fair.
Like, one time at yoga, like, that girl, like, her eyes are, like, rolling in the back of her head, and her dad's kind of sitting there with her, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm calling the police. I'm calling, like, or calling 911.
Well, I just know, like, if people have a seizure, you hold their head, because, like, a lot of the time they whack it, so that's why I'm like, I'd go on the ground and just hold their head up.
I think I would definitely be, like,
or at least put my hands down, so if they're hitting something, they're hitting my hands.
Right. So, all that to be said, who knows? I mean, people...
But it
people do weird things
in different situations. It rubbed people the wrong way, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And from this footage, it seemed very... Not even like she was scared. It seemed like she was trying to almost like...
Get away.
Like, disappear into the crowd kind of thing.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So, Myrna was only 27 at the time. So was Jessica. And... Unfortunately, she died quickly after she arrived.
So, Myrna's the one that passed away?
Yes.
Okay.
She died quickly after she arrived to the Abdi Walayo Hospital in Menteng, Central Jakarta.
Okay.
So, she was officially pronounced dead at 6:30.
So, she wasn't dead on arrival. She was dead, like...
Pretty quickly after she arrived. Yeah. So, what happened? Let's... rewind.
Did they do an autopsy on her?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So according to mall video recordings, Jessica showed up early to the coffee shop around 3:30. And remember, they were to meet at 5.
That's too early. That's weird. Yeah. Like 4:30, okay, but like...
Yeah. So she pops her head in to the shop briefly. She says to make a reservation. I don't know why you need a reservation at a coffee shop.
I don't know. I did the Britney Spears face, though.
Like, huh? She then returned around 4:15 and ordered the Vietnamese iced coffee for herself and Myrna. Jessica waited a whole hour for her friend Myrna to arrive, at which point she had placed a large shopping bag in front of the drinks, blocking them from being seen by the cameras.
Okay, so let me just, sorry, reiterate this. So she bought a coffee for her friend an hour before she was set to arrive.
Uh-huh. And then conveniently places, like, she shuffles shit around. So she finds the table, she puts the drinks down, then she has this big shopping bag that she, like, puts in front of the drinks, so that the camera that's, like, over here is not going to be able to see the drinks. Was she making eye contact
with the camera, too?
No. But, like, it's weird.
Okay, because I would be, like, weirded out, too, if, like, the camera and then...
And why is your shopping bag on the table? I don't know. It's just weird.
Put your bag on the floor, crazy. Yeah.
So, yeah, she waits the whole hour. Finally, Myrna shows up, you know... Myrna takes a drink and then almost immediately has a seizure. Like, she takes one sip of the coffee and she's on the floor seizing. Suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. After being pronounced dead at the hospital, the police ordered an autopsy.
Good.
So from the beginning, law enforcement kind of, they just suspected that she had died from being poisoned by cyanide. Because the symptoms of cyanide poisoning include convulsions.
Okay, that's good. Because I was like, please tell me they didn't think she choked. Because it's fucking coffee.
It's coffee. Like,
that's where I was like, hold on.
Yeah. And it's not an allergic reaction. Because, like, she's had this coffee before. Like, it's not brand new.
Yeah.
So, 70 minutes after her death, the autopsy was performed and showed that there was not cyanide present in her system. Police also tested the coffee she drank, and it came up negative for cyanide contamination.
Because homegirl, I'm sure, quickly... Okay, keep going.
I don't know. Right, like, this is why it's weird. So, now it gets weirder, because days later, on January 10th, another autopsy is ordered. So, this time, it was conducted at Kramat Jati Police Hospital.
Okay.
And there was evidence of bleeding in Myrna's stomach. Plus, now...
Bleeding previous to the coffee incident or afterwards?
After.
Okay. That, sorry, I'm like, the bleeding, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like, okay. What? But what's weird is that now, on the second go-round, 0.02 milligrams of cyanide was found in her system. So, first autopsy, no cyanide.
Okay.
Coffee tested negative for cyanide.
Okay.
Second autopsy, now her stomach is bleeding, and there's evidence of cyanide. Huh? How the fuck does that happen?
I'm thinking someone dropped the ball.
I don't, yeah. So...
And okay, so yeah, they tested her body the first time and it didn't have cyanide and the coffee didn't have cyanide. Did they test the coffee a second time?
No, because at that point it'd been days later.
Okay. I so figured, like, but I was like,
Yeah, so it's weird. 0.06 milligrams is found in apple seeds. So like 0.02 milligrams, like that's not necessarily a lethal dose.
Well, yeah, they say cyanide's in apple seeds and stuff like that, yeah. But, like, not enough to kill you. They're, like, I think right. They say you'd have to eat 300 apples or something right. To kill you.
So, if there's only 0.02 milligrams of cyanide in her system, and there's 0.06 milligrams found in apple seeds, it doesn't quite make sense. No. Like, that's not a lethal dose at all.
Not even kind of.
Yeah.
Nobody's died from, like, apple no. Cyanide poisoning.
So, regardless of this information, Jessica Wongso was arrested on January 30th, 2016, and charged with the premeditated murder of her friend, Myrna Celine.
Yes.
Jessica had previously been a permanent resident of Australia, and in kind of a slip-up from the Australian Federal Police...
I did wonder, her name was very, like...
Yeah.
Jessica. I was like, huh, that doesn't Jessica. Seem like a... That doesn't it's seem...
Me, Jessica!
It just doesn't seem like a typical Indonesian name. So yeah. I did kind of wonder that. But when you said Australia, I'm like, ah.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. So the Australian police kind of like fucked up. And they've released confidential files to Indonesian authorities in regards to Jessica's psychological state.
Did they do it by accident or do they do it by accident?
I don't know.
Was that what you were wondering too?
I was a little bit wondering.
Okay.
So among these confidential files, Indonesian law enforcement found out that Jessica's ex-boyfriend had filed a restraining order against her.
Oh no.
So like, I don't know, maybe just speaks a little bit to... what Jessica is like.
Yeah.
You could say. So when the trial began on June 15th of 2016, the media went wild. This was one of the most sensationalized stories for the year. Like, they kind of compared it to the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
However, Jessica was never famous beforehand. O.J. Simpson obviously was. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of, like, craziness that surrounded... Well,
think about, like, Scott Peterson. Those right. Two were not famous. And then after, you know, that case, like, everyone knows who Scott Peterson yeah. Is, you know? So it's kind of like that kind of thing.
It's kind of like that where it's okay. Just, like, they couldn't get enough of this story. It was, like, who is this girl? Why would she kill her friend?
Yeah, where's the motivation evidence... killing her friend? Do we know?
Right, yeah. That was, like, one of my questions. And we'll get to that, but...
Okay.
I think that's, like, the key thing is just, like...
Why?
Why, though?
I mean, why never, like... I know motive never plays a role in, like, convicting the person, but I think it kind of brings closure to the family sometimes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, people don't just kill people for no fucking reason.
Yeah, especially someone you consider a friend.
Yeah.
If you're going to coffee with your ex-boyfriend, he gets cyanide poisoning, you're a little bit more like, okay, well.
Yeah. So, reporters and the general public wanted to know all the details. Everyone had a theory or an opinion about Jessica. And this was also in the time of, like, Twitter. So, like, people would be posting, you know... tweeting, whatever the fuck, and just like talking about, like, it was very much like social media as well as like news outlets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone just has their own opinion. Some people were super hard, like, Jessica did it. And other people were like, no, she's innocent. So it was very like, you're either on this side or that side. There's not really an in-between.
Yeah.
And the media noted that Jessica seemed very calm and collected throughout the trial. They claimed that she was cold and heartless.
I was about to say, did she show any sort of remorse?
So, no, not really. And then they nicknamed her the smiling coffee killer, since she was always smiling during the trial.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, so she'd be like, imagine, you know, when O.J. Simpson would be like walking out of court and there'd be like swarms of reporters everywhere, like clicking
and smirk
and like flashing and stuff. She'd be just like smiling like it was the best day of her fucking life.
What was her last name?
Wong So. It's W-O-N-G-S-O. So it's very strange, like very odd behavior for sure. Like, I mean, I can kind of justify the like backing off a little bit when your friend is seizing because you don't know what to do. But like smiling during your friend's murder trial, like, why are you smiling?
There's smiling a lot.
There's literally nothing to smile about. Why are you smiling? It's weird. So anyways,
yeah.
Myrna's father, Eddie Dharmawan Saleem, pointed out in the documentary, if she wasn't guilty, she would have been crying. So he, I don't know. He has an opinion too. I mean, I don't think necessarily you need to be crying to show that you're not guilty, but like smiling is weird.
But I mean, if you're a real feeling good human, you're gonna feel some emotions.
Totally. Like, she never broke down. Like, it's just very
strange. If I was convicted of a crime I didn't do, I'd be a fucking disaster.
Dude, I would be a mess.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just really odd.
Yeah.
So experts in body language were brought in by the prosecutors claiming that Jessica's facial expressions and her body language did not coincide with someone who is remorseful. In fact...
Well, yeah, usually when you're remorseful, you're not smiling.
Yeah, you're not fucking, like, cheesing it up.
No.
So they said that she was vengeful, which is also kind of like...
That's...
Calm it down.
Yeah, like, vengeful. Okay.
How are you getting vengeful from her body language? I don't know.
Calm it down, ladies and gentlemen. Calm it like, down.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
So Jessica's coworker, Christy Louise Charter, claimed that Jessica had two personalities and that she was a master manipulator.
Was she a Gemini?
Was she? I didn't look up her birthday.
I'm just saying she had two personalities.
She might be.
Sorry, I'm burning Geminis again.
Okay, so she claimed, her coworker claims that she had two personalities. She's a master manipulator who knew how to gain the sympathy of others.
That's scary.
She noted that if Jessica failed to manipulate someone, she would become extremely angry. Which is like
terrifying. Terrifying.
What the hell? The documentary interviewed public prosecutor Shandi Handika, who said, quote, "We relied on circumstantial evidence," stating that the CCTV footage was more than enough evidence to prove that Jessica poisoned Myrna's drink.
The fact that she went an hour and a half earlier than she was supposed to meet her friend, to me, is...
It's weird.
That's all the evidence I need.
But it's still circumstantial. There is no actual footage of her putting anything in the drinks. Like, she's hiding it, but you can't see anything.
You can't see what she's hiding. Maybe she's spitting it.
Yeah, who knows? So it's kind of shady, like, the whole, I guess, like, justice system.
Yeah, it's very shady.
Yeah.
It's very shady.
They're like, we're just going to build a whole entire case off of circumstantial evidence and call it good. And that's what they did. So,
I mean, I don't love it, But I don't see any other reason that she's not guilty.
Right. Like
I don't see how she can't be, you know?
Right. Like it makes sense.
Like you said, the OJ trial, there's no way he didn't do it. So
yeah. So Indonesia's judicial system is a little bit different than ours because they don't include a jury of your peers like we do. They instead have a panel of judges who come to the verdict after evidence is presented and examined. So what's interesting about this case being so sensationalized is that the public opinion played a really large part in this case because there was so much attention.
There's a show called the Court of Public Opinion.
Yes.
It's a really good show and you should watch it.
Yeah. So, I mean, people have their opinions left and right. And, like, there's not one person in this country that, like, doesn't know the story. You know, like...
Well, Amanda Knox, like, hers was public opinion. She did not do it. But, like, the public opinion...
She did.
Yeah, and she spent a lot of time in jail and was, like, slut-shamed. It was fucked up.
Yeah. So, this leaves the big question, like, you were asking, what is the motive?
Yeah.
Like, why? And... honestly, you're going to be disappointed because there's not much. According to the Jakarta Post, the judges concluded that Jessica murdered Myrna out of revenge for previously telling Jessica to break up with Patrick O'Connor.
You know what's kind of funny? I didn't state this, but I was like, I feel like there's boy drama. I swear to God. Yeah. In my head, I was like, I wonder if there's like boy drama.
But like, I don't know. A friend telling a friend to break up with their shitty boyfriend is not, like, a reason to be like, you know what I'm gonna do? Poison your coffee. Like,
that's a little bit extreme. You would just
be like, ugh, bitch, like...
I'm never gonna talk to her again.
Right. Or, like, I'm just not gonna ask your opinion anymore, and that's it. Like, why would you kill someone over that? I also don't
ask people their opinion about my relationships ever for a reason, so...
Right, and, like... It doesn't add up to me. Like, why would you kill someone over, like, relationship advice you can take or leave?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, regardless of all the holes in the case and relying solely on circumstantial evidence... the panel of judges found Jessica Wongso guilty of the premeditated murder of her friend, Myrna Salahin.
And premeditated, I feel like, is impossible to prove. If she didn't, like, do... They don't have anything.
They don't have anything. She didn't have cyanide on her. Like, there's nothing, like... Like, there's nothing.
She could have bought a small amount of cyanide and thrown it away. I mean... They didn't check the trash cans. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, she was sentenced to 20 years in prison on October 27th, 2016. She was denied appeal and is still serving her time. Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy that it was circumstantial evidence, but it is Indonesia. So in the U.S., she would have been acquitted.
I mean, it just goes to show that, like, it's not just the American judicial system that sucks. Like,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Like, it's hard to bring justice if there's not enough evidence. If there's, like, it just seems like they wanted to, like, close it, call it good, and be like, well, she's the one who did it. But what other explanation is there?
There isn't. Like, my... And I know, like, I'm jumping on the bandwagon here. I think she did it because I wouldn't think that if she showed any sort of remorse. Right. I would be like, no, she didn't do it. What the fuck? But the fact that she was, like, smiling and didn't show any emotion, so that's weird. Not somebody who is all there.
No. It's so weird. And, like, I don't know. Like, what else would it be? I mean, maybe Myrna had a random... seizure for some reason, but like
But the second autopsy showed that there was cyanide in her system, so...
But not even a lethal dose. Like, it's so strange.
I don't know. The whole thing's weird. I believe she did it, but I think I'm jumping in the bandwagon here, and I didn't hear much evidence, like, not to support it, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a weird one.
It's a really weird one.
Yeah, so that's the crazy story. It's puzzling. Of the cyanide coffee murder, and I don't know what to believe.
It's a wild one.
Because it feels like it's her, but also I don't think that the motive is strong enough. And the cyanide evidence isn't even strong enough. So I don't know.
I don't know. I think...
And like, I wonder, does it... Maybe it was just a completely flawed way to test for the cyanide, if it didn't test right the first time and showed nothing, and then the second time it only showed a small amount.
I think she did it to herself, because she didn't like show any emotion or anything.
Yeah,
and, like, I don't know, because it's like, maybe she's not a crier, but like, you would,
you're certainly not smiling. You're
certainly not smiling. So that to me is like, well,
something ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's a rough one.
It's a weird one.
I've never heard of that one, but...
And then it makes me, like, I keep, like, thinking about it. I'm like, but, like, what is the answer?
Can we get a video?
Yeah. Again? So, she's serving time. Who knows if that's right or not.
I wonder how she is in prison. That will tell you stuff, too. So.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, we'll post pictures of her smiling, which is so creepy.
Yeah.
On our Instagram. And that's Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
Yep. And if you have an opinion about this story, if you want to tell us what you think,
let us know. If you're her, did you do it? Let us know.
Let us know. Or if you have a story that you want to tell or would like us to research, please send that in at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We are on Facebook. We're on TikTok. We're on all the social medias except for Threads. It's not happening for now. So,
or X.
Or, yeah, we're certainly not on X.
Certainly not.
I mean, Elon Musk is great. He's not. I'm joking. I'm lying.
Elon Musk is my hero.
I love him. I don't.
No. He sucks.
Yeah, we will talk to you later, friends. So self-care for yourself.
Until next time. Bye. Bye. We did it.